forget everything you know about SSH and try Tailscale. Imagine if you didn't need to manage PKI or rotate SSH keys every time someone leaves. That'd be pretty sweet, wouldn't it? With Tailscale SSH, you can do exactly that. Tailscale gives each server and user device a node key to connect to its VPN, and it uses the same node key to authorize and authenticate SSH. Basically, you're SSHing the same way you manage access to your app. What's the benefit here? Built-in key rotation, permissions as code, connectivity between any two devices, reduced latency, and there's a lot more, but there's a time limit here. You can also ask users to re-authenticate for that extra bit of security. Sounds expensive? Nope, I wish it were. Tailscale is completely free for personal use on up to 20 devices. To learn more, visit snark.cloud/tailscale. Again, that's snark.cloud/tailscale.
When it comes to data security, you've got a few different levels. Securing data in transit via TLS or SSL? Well, this is the well-duh option for everyone, unless you're interested in accepting payments on behalf of a Nigerian prince. Securing data at rest within a cloud provider? Now that's less sensible to me, because honestly, if someone manages to steal the drive right out of an AWS facility and get it out of the building without dying in the process, respect, they probably earned it. But I'll check the box to secure data within AWS in the interest of not prolonging discussions with auditors. Secure computing data while it's loaded into RAM and being operated on by the CPU? Well, that's always struck me as an initiative for the Tinfoil Hat Brigade. I've been pretty dismissive of confidential computing for a while now, but cloud providers love to talk about securing data while it's in use. Why? For cloud providers, confidential computing is a marketing ploy meant to calm cloud skeptics' security paranoia. If you're not in the tinfoil hat brigade, don't bother buying in. And if you are in the tinfoil hat brigade, I question whether a cloud provider could promise any security measure that could convince a skeptic to trust the cloud. Let's break down the argument against confidential computing with a threat model. Every security step you take should be rooted in a threat model that you're guarding against. I don't want randos on my coffee shop's Wi-Fi network to be able to see my data as it passes from my laptop to the internet. So using TLS makes sense there. Threat model meets solution. But what I can't figure out to save my life is the threat model for intercepting my data while it's being used by a server. Who the heck am I protecting that data from? Azure's CTO, among other sources, suggests that confidential computing is preventing data access from cloud operators, malicious admins, and privileged software such as the hypervisor. Malicious admins? Ah, yes, I'll get your data, my pretty, and modify your running code, too. The best protection against the malicious admins of the world is to hire someone you trust and then separate duties among members of their team. Even if you do hire a nefarious administrator and implement your provider's confidential computing solution, they probably got root or super user level privileges elsewhere in the environment and the skills to work around it. Let's stop mocking this ridiculous assertion and cross malicious admins off of our list of threats. What about privileged software? If you're in the reluctant to adopt cloud market, you might not trust tenant level separation. If we're talking about Azure, you're totally right to be skeptical. But the answer isn't confidential computing. If we can't rely on separation between cloud customers, then the entire premise of cloud security has failed us and we're simply awaiting a big enough breach for the industry to implode and guarantee our doom. Either go for EC2 instances with dedicated tenancy or don't be in the cloud at all. That leaves us with one last potential threat. Preventing data access from cloud operators is the argument that exposes the entire confidential computing initiative as the farce that it is. The big three providers already tell you that they don't access customer data. Yes, there are some clearly defined exceptions to this, but let's assume you're not under federal investigation. They have third parties verify that they don't access your data. They give assurances that there are encryption options that render your data inaccessible to them. You either trust your cloud provider or you believe your cloud provider is lying to you. So if you think AWS, Google Cloud, and Azure are lying to your face about all of their security measures, then why would you believe anything they say about confidential computing? If I didn't trust that AWS is being honest about basic cloud security, visibility, and access, then I absolutely should not trust AWS with my data or my workloads. If I trust that AWS is being honest about its controls and how its systems work, and I do, then all of this confidential computing fuss is pointless. If you're keeping tally at home, that's three out of the three threats that we've ruled out as reasonable concerns. No threat model, no solution needed. And if that's the case, then you certainly don't need to spend the time, money, or effort implementing confidential computing. Frankly, the whole concept is pretty ridiculous. It's just another attempt at convincing folks who don't believe that cloud providers can be trusted that there are ways that you can still run sensitive workloads on top of untrustworthy providers. This kowtowing to cloud doubters is embarrassing for cloud providers that are already on top of reasonable security measures. So no matter what kind of hat you wear, confidential computing is an area of cloud that can be safely ignored.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.